Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Today's podcast is brought to you by Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll benefits and HR to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Gusto makes it simple and easy to do your payroll. It automatically files and pays your taxes. It's super easy to use, and you can add benefits and HR support to help take care of your team and keep your business safe. It's loyal, it's modern, you might fall in love with yourself. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. You can try a demo and test it out at gusto.com/she. That's gusto, gusto.com/she. Hello, hello, friends. Happy Monday. Happy day, depending upon when you're tuning into the podcast. My goodness. We are coming up on year 4 of She Did It Her Way. It is so hard to believe that when the podcast first launched, it was only a hobby for me. And I'll share more about my story in the upcoming week's solo cast. It'll be the last solo cast of 2018. But I want to share, like, since then, it has turned into this amazing business and brand that has not only allowed me to live the life of my dreams, but more importantly, it has provided so much inspiration for so many women across the globe, such as yourself. And it was only a little over a year ago that I started looking at She Did It Her Way through the lens of running it as an actual business. And like I said, the last episode of 2018, I'm doing a year in review, and I'm peeling back the curtain and recapping my entire journey and story of what it has been like running She Did It Her Way as a business, and how we make money, and what I've learned, and where the focus is for 2019 and more. I'm also going to share some of the good, the bad, and the ugly from this past year from a personal standpoint, just not only in business, but also in personal life, because you guys, at times, I think it's important to share the not so pretty piece of it. And my hope is that by sharing these stories, my goal and hope for sharing these stories is that it will provide some relief or some inspiration for you. Because the truth is that no single person, no single one of us out here has everything figured out at all times. And if I can provide even a little more transparency or more transparency consistently over time, I think that will provide inspiration and opportunity for you tuning in to say, oh my gosh, like, that's how I felt. That's normal. Okay, cool. And that's what I hope to continue to provide. And like I said, I'm going to share more in depth in a few weeks. So originally there was actually a different episode slotted for today, but the entire week leading up to today's launch, something just felt off. What I had originally recorded for today's launch was great content. It was amazing, and it'll be launched at some point in 2019. But I just felt like with going into the new year and winding down 2018 and going into the new year, I just felt like I could serve you better with something that might be more tangible and relevant to this point in time that we find ourselves in. So here we are with today's episode, the 4 mindsets to cultivate in 2019 in order to ditch your 9-to-5 and find yourself just in a stronger position as a business owner and as an individual. This episode was actually inspired by a coaching call that I had last week, which I'm going to share a little bit from that coaching call in this episode, because as it fits quite nicely with the 4 mindsets to cultivate. And so sometimes I think that when you're so far removed from an experience that you had years ago, so in this case, leaving your job and trying to figure out what is it that you want to do, it's easy to forget how difficult it was going through that experience at that time. But you can remember that, okay, I don't remember exactly how I felt going through that experience, but I can tell you, I know it was hard. And so whether it was a time that you struggled in college, whether it was sports, maybe your first job, or now in your career and wanting to launch your business, you just have no clue where to start. Today, I want to shine a light on that moment when you know you want to launch a business, quit your job, but find yourself in a state of, what the heck do I do next? That is often followed by a web of thoughts that typically keep you stuck from moving forward. So if you're tuning in and you're beyond that place in time and you have already started a business, or you already have a side hustle, or you're already like a full-time entrepreneur, I encourage you to continue listening, as these four mindsets are ones that anyone can benefit from at any given time and are constantly really, really good reminders of how to stay motivated and focused. And one of the things is that it starts out being extremely noisy, this whole entire environment about, what do I do next? I'm in this corporate job. I'm not a massive fan of it. I want to start my business. It just starts out very noisy because you're exploring a new territory and you're embarking on this adventure that most people never do. Some of you may have external pressure to keep a certain lifestyle or job based on how you grew up. Maybe you are getting external pressure from family members or friends. Some of you may live in a town where it takes a little bit more work to surround yourself with like-minded folks or entrepreneurs. You may have a spouse that doesn't necessarily understand or support your journey that you desire to find, desire to be more curious on, in which this case, becoming an entrepreneur and starting your business. You may also find yourself being the breadwinner of your household. So it might be a little bit scary to have the thought of the non-consistency, or let's say just the fear of the unknown, because being an entrepreneur, especially in the early days, it is, your income is, it varies from month to month. So there's all of these situations that come into play. If you have been a longtime listener of the podcast, then you know that one of my favorite quotes is by a gentleman named Wayne Dyer, and that is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Your mindset is your foundation to getting anything you want in life. As your mindset grows, so does your business and your life. This is why you must cultivate your mindset in a way that allows you to not only think bigger, hold higher standards for yourself, not necessarily for others, which we'll talk about in a bit, and move beyond your circumstances and create abundance and begin to take ownership as the creator of your life. I want to start with the first mindset to cultivate, and that is the model. The model is what Brooke Castillo uses to teach her students over at the Life Coach School. It is quite similar to that of Napoleon Hill's way of thinking, that our thoughts create an emotion that drives an action that produces a result. But what I love about Brooke's model is that she takes a step back, and before getting into your thoughts, you have to acknowledge your circumstances around you. And a circumstance is a fact or something outside of your control. The key thing to remember here about circumstance is that they are neutral until you give them meaning. And the meaning you give them is what creates a feeling inside of you, that creates you, that causes you to behave and think in a certain way that produces a result. So for example, your full-time job is a circumstance. It is up to you to decide how you think about it. The way a family member or a friend thinks about the way you behave and the decisions you make, like wanting to start your own business and leave your current situation, a corporate job, is a circumstance. You cannot control people outside of you. They are outside of your true realm of control. The only person you have any control over is yourself, the way you think, the way you behave, react, and decisions you make. Moving past what others think doesn't happen overnight. It is a skill that can be learned, practiced, and strengthened, which we'll cover more in an upcoming mindset. How much money you make is a circumstance. It is a fact. Can you change that fact? Absolutely. And it starts with the way you think about how much money you make. Where you live is a fact. It is how you think about where you live that causes you to feel a certain emotion, that causes you to act in a certain way that provides you a specific result. Most of the time, when people are unhappy, they usually convince themselves that if their circumstance would just change, like move to a different city, create and have more money, if they ran their own business, if they had a different job, they would be happier. But the truth is, until you master your mindset and the way you look at things, you're always going to find another reason to not be happy. So many of us limit ourselves by the way of our thoughts that we think before we even get started. We use our circumstance as an excuse as to why we can't do what we want to do. We place so much power, so much of our power and responsibility into the hands of other people and things outside of ourselves. And so as we do that, we lose the opportunity to actually make change within our life. And so you may find yourself sitting at your desk. You know that you want to start a business and you have all this excitement. But as you begin to think about the potential business ideas, you may start thinking thoughts that talk you out of ever even exploring the idea. And you shut yourself down before you start. And therefore, the thought of, oh, that seems like a ton of work, or oh, that's probably already been done, or I'll probably fail, causes you to feel unmotivated, deflated, and therefore you never take any action. And the result is that you are in the same place you were as you started. You've put yourself on this hamster wheel of thoughts that you can't get off. Or maybe you are starting out, whether you are a full-time business owner, side hustler, whatever that might be, you've started taking massive action and you're starting to make mistakes along the way. You could attach the meaning of those mistakes to the thought that, oh, maybe I don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Or you might think, huh, well, okay, this is part of the process. Same scenario, same circumstance, you made a mistake, but it's how you look at it and what you attach the meaning to. There have been so many times that I have made mistakes. I've sent emails with grammatical errors, spelling errors. I've made presentations with misspelled words. I didn't communicate effectively at times where it upset the other person on the other end of the receiving email. I launched a course that did not have the proper launch strategy. And so all of this to say is that you must be willing to feel uncomfortable and have that experience. And it is completely normal, but it is ultimately up to you to decide what you attach meaning to in those situations. Everything is neutral. Your circumstances are neutral until you give them meaning. And so you have the power. Reclaim that power to leverage the model that Brooke Castillo teaches her students at the Life Coach School and really think about and challenge every thought that you have. And if you find yourself going down a hamster wheel of thoughts that don't serve you, how can you pause and start consuming content that will allow you to get on the right course? Now, here are three ways. Again, I want to share three ways that help you get off the hamster wheel of thoughts that don't serve you. So number one, I want you to pay attention to thoughts that you think and questions you ask yourself. If you notice you begin to feel that split energy in your chest and stomach, you're talking yourself out of an idea before you've even taken any action, go back to the previous thought that felt good. Because I will tell you that you cannot create from a place of resistance in a place of split energy. The second is start to take inventory of what is a circumstance in your life. What is out of your control and what is in your control? Can you let the need to want to influence or control something that is outside of yourself? A personal example I can give is that I used to place so many expectations on my family members about how often they would visit me in Chicago, because my entire family is still in Iowa. And when they didn't come, I would make it mean that they didn't care about me, that they weren't thoughtful, which then spiraled me into a whole entire host of thoughts that caused me to act in a way that, honestly, looking back at now, I'm not proud of. I can't control my family, friends, or spouse. And when I try to, I was left feeling absolutely depleted. And I learned through that is that there is absolutely no one that can make me feel a certain way. It's up to me. And if I do feel a certain way, it's because I'm choosing to allow them to make me feel a certain way. But ultimately, it comes down to the meaning that I attach to a certain situation. And then the last thing is that before consuming, what you want to do is you want to begin to consume information that supports your new mindset, like the Life Coach School podcast. And when I first found the podcast, I went back to episode one and binged it all the way up until where it is to now, which I believe is over 200 episodes. I didn't listen to any podcasts during that entire time because I knew the importance of laying that foundation. And if you are going to go back and listen to them, if 200 episodes feels overwhelmed, then pick the ones out that feel and resonate most with you. And a helpful hint is speed it up. Listen to it at 1.5 or 2 times the speed. I still feel that I got plenty of content and a lot of value out of it, regardless of the speed that I listen to. as you begin to implement and cultivate the model mindset, you'll be faced with a choice to condition yourself for success, meaning practicing the model, reprogramming your mind, choices, your behaviors takes practice. It takes resilience, which is the second mindset to cultivate. And these folks who have laser focused vision that you might come across, who are so in love with what it is that they're doing, most likely did not start out like that from the beginning. They had to go out and find it. So if you find yourself right now feeling less than because in the beginning you lack that excitement and determination and you're simply overwhelmed and it's messy, fear not, my friend. That is a skill that you can cultivate through resilience. When I made the decision to turn She Did It Her Way into a business, I found myself more than ever hitting mindset blocks. It was like a vacuum that sucked out all the positive thoughts and possibilities from me. I found myself hitting walls that I have never hit before, and I was experiencing emotions that I had never experienced before. At times, I definitely found myself in the victim mindset. The resilience is when you can continue to choose your business, choose moving forward, and choose a positive mindset. Choose to stay committed to what it is that you want. The clarity that I now have in my business and that you see other business owners have only happened through massive action, which is getting uncomfortable and going and taking action until you get the result that you want. So as you build your resilience, you have somewhat of a vision, but then you take action. And then you get a little bit more clear of what that vision is. Because again, at the beginning, sometimes it's like figuring things out. And the only way that you can figure things out is by taking action to gain that clarity. And sometimes when you take action, it strengthens your vision. And sometimes it maybe doesn't, but you still have to proceed taking action, have the resilience, because taking action breeds clarity. Then that strengthens your vision so that you can do it again. And you continue to sharpen and strengthen that muscle and you get better at that skill. Faith also plays a role because you are believing in the beginning. You are believing in something that you have yet to see. I still continue to have faith and believe in something that I have yet not to see. And so you strengthen that muscle and it becomes this resting in the knowing. I want to play you guys a clip from a previous coaching call that I had last week that did inspire this particular episode, and want to give a massive thanks to Michelle Berry, who is allowing me to share this with all of you on the podcast today as you tune in, and just to highlight that it's really like finding that vision takes action, and we're all like, none of us are alone in the journey of figuring out what it is that we want to do. And it comes down to a matter of making tiny decisions and choices and continuing to act on them to strengthen our vision.
That can just, I know that you've met people, and you're one of them, I'm sure, that they're just, that vision is so strong that It's just all that they see. It's because a lot of us, we don't have the strong vision because we have other, say like friends, family, we feel other commitments, we get pulled. But then there's those people that the vision, I've read books about people like that, that create companies, and their focus is so laser and it's unwavering. It's kind of like, it's a little scary because it's almost like their brain's wired a little bit different, that they can shut other things off. They can see that goal so strong that there's no barriers. It's impressive. It's not, I don't know how normal it is, but.
I think that's a skill. I definitely believe.
Really? You think it's something that you
can It's not, a, it's not like some of it might be innate, but a lot of it is skill. Even Simon Sinek, he is a guy, he actually was on Tim Ferriss's podcast. It was over an hour long, but like, I love listening to Simon Sinek and I enjoy Tim Ferriss. I highly recommend it. I think it was episode 334. He is so diligent about saying no to stuff and having rules that like, and he, I think he did say this in the interview too, like it's a muscle. And as you practice it and you get better and more comfortable with, you know, politely declining and setting your boundaries and working in constraints, you automatically, like it's this beautiful like circle that feeds into everything because your vision is feeding into how you show up in decisions you make. And then based on decisions you make, you see the results in your business that then feed in back to the vision. And so it's constantly feeding one another. And as soon as you start eliminating the non-essential, you're going to get a little bit more clear. And then you're going to take action. And then the action is going to feed a result that's then going to play into your vision. And you're going to just create that momentum through it. And I totally believe that it is a skill.
It's almost like you got on a channel or a funnel, like, and you're riding it. You know what I mean? Have you ever watched anything about flow? Like, you know, when you're in a flow and mm-hmm. you're so uninterrupted and you feel good, there's mm-hmm. no question. Everything feels right. And all the answers seem to lay themselves, like, next step just seems to click right in front of you. That's like, it's so exciting. Like, to be like, you know, we have it little parts of our life here and there, but if you're saying that it's a muscle that you can work on to get stronger, that's super exciting. That's an excellent way to end tonight. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. I'm going to listen to it. That's like, gives me hope that I can, you know, just not be the person I was, procrastinator, say, even just a couple of years ago.
Michelle, thank you again so much for allowing me and giving me permission to share that with the rest of the She Did It Her Way family. Thank you so much. Hey friends, I want to give a shout out to today's podcast sponsor, and that is Shopify. Shopify is a leading commerce platform that wants to make sure you're not alone in your entrepreneurial journey. From free training courses to help you get started to their award-winning 24/7 support, Shopify is a true partner to independent business owners around the world, including some of our previous guests on the show like Linda Solly-Hurd and Julie Ciardi and others. Shopify has a free training academy to help you build and grow a profitable business. And because you're a She Did It Her Way listener, they are giving you a free 28-day trial. To take advantage, all you have to do is head to www.shopify.com/her way to receive your free 28-day trial. Head to www.shopify.com. That's shopify.com/her way. Offer expires February 28th, 2019. Similar to the model and the thoughts that you think, one of the key things is that if you are thinking thoughts that are lacking, you will never be able to create from that place of lack, because you cannot create abundance from a place of lack. They're the complete opposite. So in moments when you may want to find all the reasons why your business isn't working, or why that you're still in corporate America working your job, because the money is so good, or because you're afraid to leave, you must flip and find abundance elsewhere in your life and expand that abundance. Basically, what I'm trying to say and what I am saying is that it is sometimes so easy for our brains to focus on what is not good, that when we do that and focus on the not good, we're never ever going to put ourselves in a position to focus on the good and allow the good to come in, because we are attracting the lackness of it. And so where your focus goes, energy flows, and your results will show. I shared in a previous podcast episode about my personal money stories and ones that I had specifically in college. I completely played the victim card about how when I would look around, again, this was my story that I was creating in my mind, that there were so many other students who didn't have to worry about working well in college and could focus on studying. And then there was poor me that was like, I need to pay tuition and living, and, you know, I also have to study and work. I created this story in my mind. I created resentment. I was choosing to let others and outside circumstances influence how I felt and what I believed at the time that I could control. I felt bad for myself because I had racked up student loan debt from 4 years of tuition and 4 years of living expenses, all between a super, super high interest rate. I created the story even after I graduated. I would see other classmates and other women after graduation wear nice things, and I would create this dialogue about how lucky they were, and at the same time would tell myself, well, they must be nice to afford all those things. They probably didn't have student loan debt. They probably didn't pay their way through it like I did. And I compared myself to even some of my closest friends in their relationships and financial affluence. And what I noticed was that there was so much of what I resented and so much of how I judged these folks. And ultimately, though, I kind of wanted to be like them. So I was almost repelling the things that I desired into my life. And I did that because I was judging them. And it was this vicious, energetic cycle, because you cannot have what you judge or resent. The universe will not deliver, because you're stuck in a vibration that is lower than where you need to be for your abundance. And it is extremely, extremely important to cultivate a mindset of abundance and to find areas in your life to create it. And so, oh my gosh, you guys, I feel a little uncomfortable saying what I just shared with you because I'm just so taken back about how I behaved and the thoughts that I had created at that time. But I want to share those stories with you so that if you are listening and you find yourself in that place, that you A, don't feel alone, and B, can be shown that there is certainly a way out, and realize that you will get nowhere if you come from a place of lack. And honestly, before I get into point C, I think sometimes we're conditioned to put ourselves in a state of lack versus abundance because we've conditioned ourselves to making that the normal, whether it's how we grew up or the people that we surround ourselves by. Like, if you ever notice, there are some people that just inherently know and expect like they will be taken care of no matter what happens. And the whole financial issue piece isn't even a forethought for them. And then for some of us, we come from certain situations where we grew up and it's through a lacking mindset. And so again, I want to share these stories because I don't want you to like feel alone, and B, I want to show you that there's certainly ways that you can recognize what's going on and become aware and learn how to create from a place of abundance and not lack. And C, as humans, friends, we are certainly imperfect, and it is just focusing on how can we improve and certainly get better, whether it's an inch or a mile. And so a couple of ways that you can bring abundance into your life is, one, focus on what is good. Get yourself and condition yourself to focus on the abundance and the things that you are grateful for. So go on a rampage of gratitude, whether that is simply being grateful that you have, it could be as simple as saying you're so grateful for the internet because it allows you to be able to listen to this podcast and other podcasts. You're so grateful that you have a phone that allows you the internet connection to download and listen. You are grateful for your ears that allow you to be able to listen. So go on a rampage of gratitude, whether you're writing things down or you are saying them out loud, because that is you. Then the second thing is getting yourself into a higher vibration standpoint, because when you are feeling resentful, when you don't feel well, which goes back to the model about your circumstance and the thoughts that you think, you cannot create abundance from that place. And then the third thing is, again, it all ties in together, is really identifying when you're coming from a place of lack. And a place of lack also might be a state of comparison. So identifying and becoming aware of those places and then cycling back and going back into a rampage of gratitude of what it is that you are thankful for. The last mindset to cultivate, and it is the ultimate mindset because I do believe that it is the glue to the previous three ones that I have given, and that is commitment. Your commitment to success and changing your life for the better is a must. Commitment to not just business, but your life and to yourself, most importantly, is what is needed to cultivate in 2019. So what is commitment? What is the commitment that you hold to yourself? Is it success? Is it health? Is it building a business? What are you going to commit to in 2019? And what are you committing to that regardless of when things get tough, regardless of when you feel discomfort, regardless of when you feel shame, right? Are you going to let your feelings dictate what it is that you are committed to and the things that you continue down the path to achieve in 2019. Now, don't get me wrong. There's certainly things that even if you start out by being committed to them that ultimately don't serve you, then that's a time to pivot. I'm talking about that when things get tough, whether it's personal relationships, whether it's your business, how committed are you to the end result that you want? And you must be committed in order to get what you want and become the person you want to become in 2019. Early this year, I was on a run while traveling for a client, and I found myself reflecting on what was one of the things that stood out and was different this year as compared to last year. So here's the clip.
One of the things that I really learned this year as a business owner is that being in business for yourself is a lot like being in a relationship to a whole different level, because it's so much of you in your business, and it's very similar. I'm like in the middle of running right now, but I had this thought and wanted to pause and make sure that I recorded this. But it is that it's so much of you and your business, and it makes it really personal, just like a relationship. And as you get into business, there's a lot of different things that come to the surface that maybe you weren't aware of. And I know for me, being in a relationship, when Mike and I started to get really serious, and in the past, it would have been easier for me to run and not to face my emotions and really come to terms with like some of my behaviors and the way that I was acting. And it didn't really encourage me until Mike that to like really dive into it. And it's similar with the business, that there's so many opportunities and times that we can leave our business, abandon it, go find something else to do, find other distractions, other buffers. And really being in a business and running your business is like being in a relationship, and like you choose your business and continue to choose your business. And sometimes you don't always want to, because it's not the easiest, but sometimes relationships aren't always the easiest, but you choose to love that person, you choose to be in that relationship, and you choose to choose your business. And so that is one of the biggest lessons that I've learned this year, that even though sometimes there's other shiny objects and there's other ways to buffer or sedate my feelings if I'm in emotional discomfort, that ultimately, in order for me to grow and for my business to move forward, I have to continually choose it time and time again.
As we begin to wind down this episode, again, I want to ask you, what is it that you're committed to in 2019? Are you committed to having your best year yet ever? And if so, what does that even look like? How are you challenging and pushing yourself to show up? How can you be committed to becoming a higher version of yourself in 2019? Your thoughts create your feelings that create an action that produces a result. And your circumstances, remember, are outside of your control. And the only person you can control is yourself. Have the resilience to overcome challenges, cultivate abundance, and to commit to conditioning yourself for success. If you felt inspired through today's episode, I encourage you to join me and take it one step further. Join me for Design Your Breakthrough Year Workshop, which I'm hosting two of them. They're 90 minutes. Tuesday, December 18th, and Thursday, January 3rd, 90 minutes at 7 p.m. Central Time. And what we're going to do is we're going to reflect on 2018, then we're going to create your 2019 vision, set your 2019 business goal, and then cover strategies on how to accomplish your 2019 business goal. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of reflection. It's all workshop based. So you're going to be getting your hands dirty, and it's going to be something that I've done already for Her Way Society members, and I've gotten really good feedback. So I'm super excited to have you join me. Again, you can sign up at shedidithowaypodcast.com/design. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll benefits and HR to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/she. And don't wait, because now is the best time to get yourself set up for 2019. That's gusto.com/she. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidithowaypodcast.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.